proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at Psalm 91. We notice that it contained a section which could perplex those who try to interpret it. The author wrote that God, quote, shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Unquote. Now a Bible student might recognize that passage from the temptations of Jesus Christ in the wilderness, as recorded in the 4th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. After inviting the Lord to cast himself down from the pinnacle of the temple, the devil cited this very passage from Psalm 91, depicting it as a guarantee that God would not allow the Savior to injure himself, but would miraculously intervene to keep that from happening. Note the role played by the angelic host. In the first chapter of Hebrews, that writer described angels as, quote, ministering spirit, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, unquote. The Old Testament testified as to how the angelic host carried out these tasks. For instance, an angel provided Elijah sustenance in the wilderness, as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 19. Angels also enabled Daniel and Zechariah to understand visions which God had sent them. The New Testament contained allusions to angels as being God's ministers. In the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, the archangel Gabriel appeared to Zacharias and to Mary. An angel appeared unto two of the Lord's followers in the 28th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. These angels affirmed that Jesus Christ had indeed risen from the dead. Angels even ministered to Jesus Christ himself. For example, they attended to his needs in the wilderness, as described in Luke chapter 4. They did likewise in the Garden of Gethsemane, as described in Luke chapter 22. In Matthew chapter 26, Jesus Christ even warned those who came to arrest him. Quote, thinkest thou not that I cannot pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Unquote. The Savior knew that his Father, if he called upon him, that God the Father would send angels to protect the Savior from harm. Why did the devil choose to quote from this passage in Psalm 91 when he tempted Jesus Christ to sin? Paul warned the church of Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, how, quote, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, unquote. In Shakespeare's play, The Merchant of Venice, one of his characters voiced similar sentiments, observing that the devil can cite scripture for his purpose. Satan wanted Jesus Christ to presume upon his Father's power to protect him. Moreover, the devil wanted the Lord to act independently of his Father's will, by needlessly putting himself at risk to provide a spectacle to others. If the Savior leaped from the top of the temple and did not suffer injury, some people might interpret it as a sign that he lay under the protection of some other supernatural entity, not necessarily God. Jesus Christ did everything that he did to glorify his Father in heaven. Providing a spectacle by jumping off the pinnacle of the temple would not have accomplished this. And since Jesus Christ's Father in heaven would not receive glory if the Savior jumped off the temple, he eschewed doing so. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.